Corn farmers and ethanol industry representatives are pushing for a strong turnout at the EPA public hearing next week in Kansas City on the proposed volume obligations under the renewable fuel standard. Ohio corn farmer Fred Yoder says the RFS was developed to address national security and rural economic development and has been successful in both areas.
We just got to keep reiterating how well the RFS has worked and what profound differences it has made in the countryside. I just can't say that enough. And it's shook loose so much new innovation. I mean, today's ethanol is not my father's ethanol. I mean, even in corn ethanol, the efficiencies we've gained in the last 10 years is just phenomenal. And besides that, without corn ethanol, we would never get to cellulosic ethanol or advanced ethanol. There's so many wins by using ethanol and biofuels.
Wisconsin corn farmer Cal Dalton encourages everyone to make their voices heard, even if they can't make it to the hearing.
I think the hearing in Kansas City is really important. Unfortunately, some of us can't attend because we have obligations going on here at the farm. But also I want to point out to everybody that writing to the EPA a letter supporting the RVOs and the RFS is just as important. And I think they need to hear not just from farmers and ethanol people in rural America, but the consumer that is really the beneficiary of the RFS.
Renewable Fuels Association President and CEO Bob Dineen gives EPA credit for having the hearing in the heartland, and he's hoping for a major turnout.
I want chaos. I want farmers that care about what this proposal would mean for their bottom line. I want consumers to care about the fact that gasoline prices will increase if this proposal is finalized. I want ethanol producers there. I want biodiesel producers there. I want anybody that cares about our nation's energy, economic, or environmental future to show up in Kansas City and throw a hissy fit, because as dedicated as these bureaucrats working for EPA are, they don't get it yet. So I want to have rage. I want to have people shouting from the rooftops that now is not the time to be rolling back a program that is delivering every promise.
Dineen says EPA has already received hundreds of requests to testify at the hearing, which will be held all day, June 25th. Reporting for AgriPulse, I am Cindy Zimmerman.